Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
That's a Latin rhythm section. Bring this back. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die, small business owners. I know that's what you do. You do it or die against all odds, and that's why you're my heroes. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And, folks, every time Zuckerberg opens his mouth, he makes that book look like a prophecy. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Chris Bishop is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and a great resource for us. I need your website, Chris.
It's improvisingcareers.com, based on my eight so far.
All right. So check that out. Yep. Chris has been teaching us a lot, folks, over the last couple of years. He's been joining us on the show. Technology and how to use technology and how to benefit from it, how to use the resources that are out there. And we've been talking about some of these resources that as I said, we know they're there. I think sometimes what happens to small business owners, we get inside of our four walls and we start reporting inside our head. You know what they say about that, right? When you think you already know stuff, or you're afraid to learn, you're afraid to risk what you know for what you might learn. That's a really important thing that I think we have to pay attention to be careful not to be afraid to risk what you know for what you might learn. And there's so much available out there. It's almost intimidating, Chris. Where do I start? How far do I go? Have I got the best example? And the only way to solve that, in my opinion, is just to spend time discerning what are the resources that fit your requirements. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think the good news is, aspect of that is that there's all kinds of information. As I was saying before the break, I mean, Andrew Ng has this course on Coursera, which is an online, curriculum. School, if you will, it's called AI for Everyone. And he put it together to orient people who were intimidated by it or apprehensive about it or didn't know what it was but wanted to have a basic sense of what artificial intelligence is about. And you can take it for free, or if you want a certificate of completion, like perhaps someone would want to be able to, present some document or put on their LinkedIn profile that they'd actually completed this course, it's like $49. I mean, it's pretty cheap. But all by way of saying, there's lots of this kind of courseware and or information that small business owners could take advantage of. Just with a couple of, Google searches, you could track down information about a topic you're interested in.
Chris, let's go ahead and land on a couple of those right now, things that you and I both have worked on together.
Yeah.
That I think would be a good way of explaining what you're saying, artificial intelligence and blockchain.
Yeah.
You and I both absolutely know that those are two things that are going to disrupt the marketplace. They are blockchain. AI is already disrupting the marketplace. Blockchain is a little bit behind that, but these are areas. These are disciplines. These are new technologies that I don't care whether you've got a car wash or a distribution company. Or an accounting firm. I don't care what you're doing. Those two things are going to impact you, and the more you can go online and learn about them, the better off you are. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't looked recently, but I'm sure there are blockchain-related courses. There's certainly lots of writing about it, people writing about how it is being applied. I mean, it's everything from IBM and Maersk, right, the big Danish shipping company, are creating something called Hyperledger that's going to allow tracking of materials that are in containers all over the world, because typically that's been done
they're already tracking your romaine lettuce.
Yeah, right. They're, yeah, sort of provenance, right? Origins
yep.
of stuff,
yep.
where it can come from, to keep us safer, right? Keep the improve food security.
They're going to do it. With, they're going to do it with medicines.
Yeah, with wine, they're doing it right.
And so all of these things. What I'm concerned about, and what, the reason why I'm what you're saying to them about these courses is so important, is because these are things, artificial intelligence and blockchain, for example, just those two, for example, folks, those are things that how you're going to be introduced to them is in the way that it affects the way your customers do business with you.
Absolutely.
That's where it's going to hit you. And if you're not at least able to recognize the jargon, the terms, the words, so that you can get up to speed a little bit. When you get the next RFP, you're going to wind up becoming irrelevant. What do you think?
Yeah, and I would say, too, I mean, depending on the size of your company, right? We used to have a saying at IBM. I worked at IBM, by the way, for 15 years, for your listeners who may not be aware. We used to always say, well, let's find someone who doesn't know it's supposed to be hard and have them help us figure it out. So basically, kids is what we were saying.
At the That's center, right.
Young hires or whatever.
Well, so small business owners can small business owners can appreciate that, because almost every one of us will say, you know, how did you do this? When somebody asks, how did you grow your business? And almost every one of them will say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Well, yeah, there you go. Exactly. So I would say, if there's someone on your team, broader team, or in your sort of ecosystem, or a partner, or someone in your supply chain, well, however you need to identify someone to help you get this information,
right?
You know, give them free rein and say, I need you to tell me about blockchain,
right.
or about
Learn
AI,
about this.
Or about
Folks,
robotics.
Folks, this is critical. What Chris is telling you is critical to the future of your business. Tintail, right back with Chris Bishop. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.